Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what the hell just happened, but my show just went off the air, and I'm just putting it back on now. So for those who was listening, I apologize for the inconvenience. Don't know what the hell just happened, but the call dropped. My whole entire show dropped, so I had to reboot it and put it back on. So my guests, my co-hosts who were on the show, they were just sitting there rapping, and they got cut off as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just waiting for them to come back on. But 858-777-8433 is the number to call back into the show if you want something to say. My man, executive chef Q Draper, was pretty much talking about the Eli Manning saga. So for those that got cut off, or for those who are just tuning in, just want to get you up to speed of what the hell that we were discussing. Daniel Jones is now the starter for the New York Football Giants come week 3 in the National Football League. And like I said prior, before us getting cut off, it's about 50-50. There are some people who like the move. No, let me rephrase that. There's some people who actually love the move. There's some people that's actually, they hate the move. I, for one, I'm not going to say I hate the move, but I don't like the move. And the reason why I don't like the move is because executive was coming to his point before he got cut off. And the point was, if you're going to allow Eli to start, you need to give him more than 2 games. That's the bottom line. Why would you bench him week 2? Now, for anybody else out there, ladies and gentlemen, I got my man back, Professor X-Factor. Professor, thank you for calling back into the show. I don't know what the hell happened, so I'm going to go ahead and answer your question now. While Q was talking, the phone just went off. It's a doo doo doo. That's exactly what the hell happened. It just cut off.
Yeah, I heard him. He say, but no, that's not what they did. They panicked. Boop. Thank you for using Block Talk Radio. Bye. Hello.
There you go. Hello. Okay, there you go. There goes executive. Executive, just like I just told Professor, while you were sitting here talking, the system just went dead. It just completely went out. So I had to reboot it.
I was waiting for a call or a message. I never got one.
I just put it on. So I'm just, so like I said, when I did that, then he just happened to call and you just happened to call before I could do that. So at the end of the day, I'm gonna say it again. We just got back on there. I don't know what the hell happened. I can't tell you why it went off or nothing. But I'm just sitting here listening to you speak and it just dropped. So we're not even going to go back and forth with that, but executive, you, I'm pretty sure you said a lot after the call went out. But for those that didn't hear, can you repeat it if you can?
You said, can I repeat it?
Yes.
Sure. You want it from the top?
Actually, no. Not from
you
the
want
top.
It from where I left off?
Where you left off, right? So I can get the professor.
No problem. It looks like they panicked.
Gotcha.
When things went wrong, okay. It doesn't even matter if they try to sell the idea that Daniel Jones gives them a better chance to win, because we're not stupid. We're Giants fans. Through and through. This is exactly what Pat Shurmur was selling on Wednesday. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. It doesn't matter if this Jockey Jones is actually good. This is about their original sin. Bringing back Manning in the first place just to disrespect him. Wait for it. Again. Why waste all that money? More importantly, that cap room. More specifically, false hope. For 2 games?
Yeah, I agree with that. For 2 games, yeah. That's just.
Oh, and Dave Gettleman, you said that. You haven't spoken about one football thing since July. You haven't spoken about the quarterback switch. You certainly made it seem like he had a lot more patience than that. Spoke about those models, the Kansas City one where the young quarterback sits for a year, and the Green Bay one where the quarterback sits for 3 years. And you grew agitated when people suggested that Manning was close to done. You called it, wait for it, a false narrative. You even correctly spoke about how he needed to build the team up around Manning to give him a chance to succeed. 2 days? What happened to all of that? Crickets, motherfucker. Crickets. Crickets from management after 2 weeks. Crickets from management after watching Manning in 2 games have no open receivers to throw to. And constant drop passes from your wide receiver core. And absolutely no defensive support. I mean, it's like the defense is on the captain's rep list. It's like the defense doesn't exist. That's all it took to convince the change? Was everybody else's fault? Now, I'm not sitting here saying that Eli was good. I'm not even sitting here saying that Eli is the most talented. I'm not even sitting here saying that Eli is better than the rookie. What I'm saying is, you don't tell the world that and then renege. I'm calling bullshit. And if you don't think that the Giants intended to stick this out a little longer originally, or that they made him think he'd have a longer leash, consider what the mild-mannered, never controversial Manning said on Wednesday when he was asked if he felt that the Giants misled him. I'm a fuck, my man. He said,
"Well, I'm not going to get in all of that. You know, this is the situation."
It is. And it's a situation where the Giants could have been much further ahead of their rebuilding process if they had spent $23 million in cap space on something else, perhaps a pass rusher, a linebacker, or any fucking competent defensive player in the world. Some better players on the roster would have done more for disc jockey at quarterback. The disc jockey's development and long-term prospects much better than Manning sitting behind him holding a fucking clipboard in the meeting room. There is value to that, of course. And Manning forever, the team player, the do as you told, Mr. Face of the franchise, will surely continue to take Jones under his wing. But neither of them can make the defense better. They can't make the receiving corps better. They can't uninjure the injured. They can't do anything about the mismanagement that led to a decision that now seems to make absolutely no goddamn sense. And yet, it starts with Mara all the way at the motherfucking top. Just like America, it starts with the president. No, $23 million in salary cap space wouldn't have magically fixed the problem, clearly, because the Giants got 18 of them. But spending it on someone who is going to actually play over the next 14 games certainly would have been better than what we're about to get, which is $23 million for holding a clipboard.
Right, for sitting down. Gotcha. No, Professor, you know, I mean, Executive, you know what? You said it, man. You couldn't have said it no better than me.
Look, the New York Giants have always handled their business with class. Even when the team had sunk to the deepest depths of the NFL purgatory in the 1970s, Wellington Mara, the team's father figure, who got in the franchise with prudence and pride, where Giants pride began, took the time to answer every fan letter and listen to every grumbling gripe that we had. Times have fucking changed. The National Football League has gone from a string of family-owned franchises to a group of 32 conglomerates and growing exponentially. Owners gouged fans with exorbitant prices and booked them with cons like personal seat licenses, paying full price for preseason fucking games. What the hell is going on to football?
Hey, man.
The Giants are so different, but CEO John Mara, Mr. Wellington's son, has made himself accessible to the media and the fans over time and has had many an animated presser in his day. General Manager Dave Gettleman, nowhere to be found. And that's why this bullshit is disappointing to the fans and the media that neither took the time to speak on this landmark fucking day. No other quarterback since 2004. First rookie to touch the ball since Eli came through the door. In Giants history, the decision to replace Eli Manning came from the only fucking adult. Shout out to Pat Shermer for being an adult, for being present, for speaking, for taking questions, for giving actual answers, for not being politically incorrect, and for salvaging Eli Manning's Hall of Fame potential career by making sure he didn't slip under 500 winning records. Shout out to the adult.
Right.
Shout out to the goddamn adult. Everybody else, kiss my ass.
Right. Let me get the professor, man. Professor, you got the floor, man. You got it.
I don't think that there's anything else that needs to be said.
Right, they took it all. Right.
Because,
but you know what?
And I say that because he's right. That they don't, you know, well, I'll say this in addition.
Okay.
Offensively, the Giants do a very good job run blocking, but they're not very astute in the pass blocking. They can't keep Eli Manning upright. I don't give a shit what you tell me about the dog, because Eli Manning is not a running back.
Mm-hmm.
He stands in the pocket and he throws. They cannot keep him upright. They can't keep him upright. If they don't sit him down, he's going to get killed. He's going to get killed. And it sucks, because they did, in fact, waste a shitload of opportunity and a boatload of money keeping someone that they could very well have let go with zero cap penalty within the confines of the rules of the NFL trade agreements. They could have absolutely gotten rid of Eli and sent him somewhere where somebody would have given them an additional couple of maybe a first and a second round pick for Eli. They did not do that. You would have saved the cap room and gotten a couple of additional draft picks, but you didn't do that. So now you have holes at corner that are glaring. You have holes at safety that are glaring. You have holes at linebacker and DN and D tackle and offensive guard and tight end and wide receiver that are glaring. And now you're not in a position where you can afford to fix it. Can't even afford to fix it.
Yeah, well, like I said, at the end of the day, with all that being said, because like I said, executive pretty much said
it. Said it all. He said it all.
He pretty much said it all.
He didn't miss shit.
But at the end of the day, the biggest point that I want to highlight that he mentioned, and what I've been thinking forever, is you give him two games. That to me is like asinine. You give him two games, and then you think after two games that he's the reason why that we ain't the shit that we're in.
But Gary, check it out. Where's Golden State?
Wait a minute. Let me hold on. Nope. And at the end of the day, my thing is this: I understand that you would, as Pat Shermer, like executive said, Pat Shermer, you know, he's the only adult to keep his legacy intact as far as his record and all that good stuff. And I do appreciate that. But at the end of the day, like I said, this was from the door. It's like it was a sinister plan, planned from the door. That's what it smells like to me. And at the end of the day, you know, that's disrespecting somebody who gave you two Super Bowls, two MVPs, and pretty much put us on the damn map ever since he got us there. I mean, ever since we got him. Now, you'll love him or hate him. You know what I'm saying? He could be below average, average, whatever the hell you want to call him. But at the end of the day, he deserves better than that. But go ahead, Professor, before I move on to the next topic.
But the other thing, you know, we say that, but then it's like, it sucks for you guys because y'all are Giants fans and this is taking place within the Giants franchise. So that, you know what I mean, that does make it a little more personal for y'all. But I got to say, Eli's not the first quarterback that this has happened.
No, I got you.
It happened more regularly than what
you
really want to admit.
I got you.
I mean, because my thing is, I'm not a upset about them only giving Eli two games. I'm upset about the fact that they only gave him two games knowing that he didn't have his full cast of offensive players around him.
Exactly.
Now, had you given him two games with his starters and he couldn't get it done, okay, at least then it's a little more justifiable. Not much more justifiable, a little more justifiable.
Mm-hmm.
Because he still didn't have the protection that he really needed in either of those games. Then it's, I don't know what, like, that's why I kept saying in the offseason, I don't know why they didn't spend that money on a couple of extra offensive linemen from the interior position, because I get tired of watching, for 2 weeks already, I'm tired of watching the interior of the offensive line in New York be pushed back into the pocket and having to watch Eli shuffle to his right or to his left and attempt to regain his footing while attempting to throw off of his back foot. I'm tired of looking at it already.
Mm-hmm.
And at his age, 438 years old, they're going to kill his ass out there. That offensive line is going to get him killed.
Yeah. Well,
because thank God y'all weren't playing the Bears.
Hey, man, look. Shit. At the end of the day, we're going to keep with the boy Daniel Jones can do. All we can do is just sit here and wait. Another news, man. Jalen Ramsey's man, he's up in an uproar. He wants to be traded out of Jacksonville. There were some teams that were in the race of getting him. One of them was New England, but come to find out, now I don't want to make sure I say this the right way, but executive, could you please explain once again the Jalen Ramsey situation when it pertains to New England, the reason why they're not in the forefront anymore as far as trying to get
Coughlin's an adult and he wants the most in return for him, and New England's going to draft always at the bottom of the draft, of each round.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That was their bottom line.
See what happens when you have an adult managing shit?
Yeah, I do see what happens when you have an adult managing stuff.
Tom Coughlin offered that deal to them. They didn't like it.
That's correct.
They didn't like that idea.
Which is why I said this shit is all on Mara. I don't want to hear nobody else. Fuck a scapegoat. I don't want to hear shit else. All of this is Mara.
Mm.
If you didn't learn shit from Remember the Titans, remember this. Attitude reflects leadership, Captain.
Come on, son. I'm with you. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and move on to this one subject before we get into these games. I wanted to talk about this because I thought that this was very intriguing. Things that make you go, Professor X Factor, can you please let the world know, let Locker Room Talk Radio listeners know what's going on with a certain family member that might be pulled into some trouble? Can you please go ahead and let us know what
the
situation is?
Antonio Brown's cousin, Marquise Goodwin, allegedly may be a witness to one of the sexual assaults.
Wow.
That allegedly took place. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering at this point, is he a witness? Or, because I know how cats is able to do when they ain't got Antonio Brown type of money. I can only wonder what they're able to do when they have Antonio Brown type of money. I wonder if Marquise wasn't necessarily a witness, but a participant in a train. For those of you that don't understand what I'm saying, a threesome.
Got you.
Just wondering. Just curious.
Right. That's not what we're saying that happened, ladies and gentlemen. We're just saying.
I'm just wondering.
There you go.
I'm just wondering.
So don't come on here and talk about
talk radio. Because, getting raped three times by the same son bitch on three separate occasions, clearly that's unbelievable as hell. So,
Just throwing that out.
Because, Antonio Brown seems to have a lot of information video recorded and saved to his phone, which may be his saving grace for his ass. So, who knows what he's got, what else he has recorded on that phone of his.
Right.
I bet you he don't have my answers to these games recorded.
I got some
picks for that ass.
Hey, man. You know what? It was crazy when Professor X Factor told me the story, and I ended up looking at it. You know, it's one thing to testify against your man, but it's another thing to testify against your family. Now, a lot of people look at it and say, well, what's the difference? I mean, you know, your family, your man, some people, that is your man, that is your family. So I do understand, you know, sometimes family, that word family can be, you know, used loosely around here, because at the end of the day, you know,
shit,
I know
that motherfucker better not go to court.
Well, that's pretty much what Professor's bottom line is. He said, look, if that's his family, man, he better not testify against him. But then if he gets caught, man, and he start lying, and they go in trouble, I mean, he gets in trouble for lying, then you know what? Like you said, it's going to be an uneasy family reunion at the barbecue, because I'm going to tell you right now, look at you, your damn son over there snitching and shit. He'd be like, what the hell? What you say, Professor? She be asking for this, mama. You know what I'm saying? You got to talk about my son.
Big mama be over there. And y'all, now y'all cut that mess out, man. We're at the family reunion. We're supposed to be having a good time. But no, mama,
y'all don't see all this,
this shit coming for a while.
Y'all don't see all this honey butter cornbread chef done cooked up, and I sat down.
I know that's right. Y'all better sit down.
Yeah, you know, when you go down south, they don't say sit down. They say sat down. I said sat down. Not sit down, but sat down. Like, I set this on the table. Set the table. Like, set your ass down. And
you better set down somewhere.
Big
and
Mama
up.
Say, but I do know that at the Black Family Reunion, when Big Mama say hush and you keep talking,
you gonna get popped in the back of your neck. Ain't nobody about to repeat shit.
Right before what? You get popped, this is what you gonna hear Big Mama say. Good God Almighty, I said hush. And then pow, your lips gonna be stinging. They're gonna sting in the beginning, and then you're gonna get this throbbing feeling like wom, 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 all up around your lips. You ain't even gonna be able to taste the potato salad
or the honey butter cornbread or the FBI wing or the truffle fries.
Shit.
Man, what? Or the green beans. Hell, the hell with that. I gotta taste that.
Yeah, you're not ten. You drinking food through a straw,
man. What? Well, I say one thing, man. Before I move on to my next question, man, I hope that does not happen, because that could definitely put a strain on a relationship to ask somebody, man, family member, especially family member, man, to testify against you for something, you know, that's as egregious as this, allegedly. But shout out to Marquise Brown, Antonio Brown, bro. I hope you ain't got to go to court, man. I hope you don't have
to. Hell, that's if the claim that he's a witness to one of the sexual assaults is even true.
Right.
Because,
right.
Hey, lady, I don't know. I can't remember what the hell your name is, but wherever you are, if you're listening, I got news for you. Nobody fucking believes you, okay? Nobody believes you.
Mm.
We don't believe you. I don't believe shit you said. Nothing.
Mm.
And not just because I'm always going to side with the man, because if the story would have made sense, you remember that French actor that got attacked, Dave Chappelle was talking about him, Juicy Smouillet?
Yeah, we know.
This is kind of like the Juicy Smouillet story.
Right.
Like, it was right. 18 below zero walking at night to go to Subway.
Mm. Mm.
Sandwiches? Yeah, Subway sandwiches. You going?
In Chicago.
You going
Chicago.
To Subway. In Chicago, mm-hmm. by
right.
yourself,
Golden.
At nighttime, and two white guys jumped out with MAGA hats on in Chicago. In Chicago, with MAGA hats on. Hey,
right.
hey. In Chicago.
Right. Yeah, in Chicago. Hey, you going to go ahead
honey.
And move? Yeah, you stupid, man.
Y'all
you
know what else forward. I do? Dayton, Youngstown, Cleveland, Cincinnati.
Man, you stupid, man. Shut up. last question for my panel here, man, before we get into these games, man. I thought it was an interesting question, so I'm going to ask my panel here. Can Patrick Mahomes be the first player to pass for 6,000 yards in a season and 60 touchdowns? We go to you, executive. Can Patrick Mahomes be the first player in NFL history to pass for 6,000 yards and 60 touchdowns?
He can't even beat Baltimore on Sunday.
Okay. Okay, well, Professor, do you think Patrick Mahomes could be the first player to pass for 6,000 yards and 60 touchdowns in one season?
Yep, just not this season.
Thank you.
It's not. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Is he capable? Yes. Is that going to happen this year? No.
Absolutely not. One day, well, it ain't going to be today.
I mean, hell. Look, dude, shit. No, he's not going to be this year.
Okay,
he's not going to be that this year.
There's something else you wanted to say. Not, what was it?
This is the thing. A lot has to occur for that to even be made into a reality, dog. Like, because you're basically saying he's going to have a better year than what Peyton Manning had back in, what was that, 2013?
2014, yeah, something like that, right.
When he had, like, when he had damn near 6,000 yards, you got to remember just how dominant Peyton Manning was that year. The shit was unreal. The shit was unreal. To the point where many people swore up and down, including myself, this motherfucker got to be cheating.
Right.
Because I can tell you now, I got tired of Dallas Clark's ass. How the fuck is he open all the time, yo?
Dude was open all the time, son.
Like, dude was open. Knocking linebackers down in there, running to the open spot on the field between the safeties?
That's because Omaha is a cheat code on the field.
It must be Omaha!
That's a cheat code of Madden. There you go.
Yep, triangle, square, XO, Omaha!
Oh, there you go.
Because hey! That year for Peyton was absolutely unreal. However, I will say this. Adding LeSean McCoy to that mix does make it a lot more feasible for him to do it. Now, I don't know how long Tyreek Hill is going to be out. But Tyreek Hill coming back is absolutely vital to Patrick Mahomes being able to pull that off.
Yeah, pull that off. I agree with that. Right.
Without Tyreek Hill, it's not going to happen. But if he's got every offensive weapon healthy throughout the majority of the season, he could potentially do it. Do I think it'll happen? No. Do I think it's probable? It's probable.
Possible. Yeah, right.
Possible, not probable. Because it's not likely that he's going to pull that shit.
Gotcha.
That's throwing the length of the football field 600 times successfully in one season.
In one season, yeah.
That is a lot.
That's passable.
That's a lot.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, 858-777-8433 is the number to call into the show. It's 7:39 p.m. East Coast time. We're going to go ahead and get into these games. Week three. And just to let everybody know and recap last week's games, I was at 10-6. Professor was at 9-7. And executive at 10-6. So we both was at 10-6. Executive, you were the lone star guy for week two with 9-7. But it still was close. It was only by one game. So 10-6, 9-7. So that's where we stand. For
okay. But what's the total?
I have not done the total yet. I will do that on Monday. I have not done the total yet. But I'm gonna make sure.
It's only been 3 weeks.
Well,
it's only been 2 weeks.
I'm getting into these games, brother. I got some things to do, so I will have that information on Monday. So we're going to go ahead and
do it. Really, that's crazy. It takes 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then go ahead and do it.
I don't know what the record is. If you read
you don't want to look at the score.
Shit.
you know
exactly.
What, man. Y'all get on my goddamn nerves. I swear to God, y'all get
it's crazy. You know what? You acting real Gettleman right now.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and get Gettleman.
He's getting brand new because it's his anniversary.
Yep, sure the hell am. Sure
oh, sucker.
Hey,
oh, sucker for love.
I've been called worse. This tonight's game, ladies and gentlemen, shut the hell up. Shut up. You know what? Lucky my mother is listening to this damn show right now. I'm not going to go there. Whoa, when I get off this
uh-huh.
Damn
it's ooh. All right. I don't know. Mona, you had a nasty mouth.
Yeah, whatever. Sure, but he heard your nasty mouth, so don't come over here.
She ain't heard mine.
You know why,
man. Yes, she did.
She ain't heard mine.
All of you. She heard all of you. Game one.
She ain't heard mine yet.
Tonight's matchup, Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Don't forget, we got an extra 5 minutes because they kicked us off.
You know what?
Tennessee.
I'm not messing with you. I am going with the Tennessee Titans. Professor X-Factor, who you going with? Titans, Jaguars.
Tennessee. Jacksonville's quarterback is hurt. Jalen Ramsey is going to be unmotivated to do anything worth the fuck in this game. It's Tennessee.
Executive, who you picking tonight's game, man? Titans, Jaguars. Who you picking?
Tighten up.
Going Tennessee. All right, gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get into these other games. First game, Bengals, Bills. I am going with Buffalo Bills. Professor, who you going with? Bengals, Bills.
Who are you picking for the Tennessee-Jacksonville game?
I said I went Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what you said?
Buffalo's Bills. I mean Bengals, Bills. Who you picking?
Oh, shit. Buffalo.
Going with Buffalo. Exactly.
Man, I didn't mean to say it like that. Sorry, Cincinnati.
Wing.
Who you go with, executive, Bengals or Bills?
Wings.
Oh, going with Wings. Going with Buffalo. My man. Got you. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Detroit Lions versus the Philadelphia Eagles. I am going with the Philadelphia Eagles. Executive, who you going with? Lions, Eagles.
Detroit.
Okay. Going with Detroit. Professor, who you going with? Lions, Eagles.
Philly.
Going with Philly. Gotcha. Next game, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Lord have mercy. I might as well just go ahead and just put it all the way across the board. Jets and Patriots. I'm going to go with New England. I know it. Professor's going to go with New England and I know executive is going to say clam chowder, so I'm just not going to even just on the professional head like that. Whatever. and I hate that I had to do that. I hate it. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Oakland Raiders versus the Minnesota Vikings. You know what? I am actually going to go with the Oakland Raiders. Professor,
damn, what better? Oakland.
Oakland. executive, who you going with, man? Oakland Raiders, Minnesota Vikings.
Silverbacks.
Go with the Silverbacks.
I mean, hey, I ain't going to lie, man. I'm surprised by how well they have actually played so far.
So far.
I mean, they still need some help.
That's the difference between the beginning of that
Kansas City game. That shit was looking a little drastic for a second. I was like, ooh.
Mm. Mm. Anybody hear
what I said?
What'd you say, man?
That's the difference between Gruden and Tomlin.
I got you.
One is a coach, and one is the person responsible for the team.
Got you.
Shout out to John.
Next game, Ravens Chiefs. This one is, I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna pick me last. Executive. Ravens,
no,
Chiefs,
you're not gonna do you last. I'm gonna do you first, like you always do. You.
I like how he always try to tell me what to do. Why are you always trying to tell me what to do? No, I'm going
to all you're gonna try to do is not do it just because I told you to do it now.
No, well, whatever, man.
But it gotta be done.
Ravens are
cheap. That's what I said to you. No, I'm gonna go last. Go ahead, go to somebody else.
You know what? You get on my goddamn.
Baltimore. Goddamn it, Baltimore. Shit.
No, because he. Wait a minute. Nah. He keeps trying to tell me how to run when I'm supposed to do my job. No.
Oh, my
no.
God. Shut up and pick. I already picked. I was the first person to pick this damn team.
Don't tell me,
I said 20 minutes ago.
Hey, Gary.
I said 20 minutes ago.
Don't
Gary,
tell me, Sean.
Gary, do you remember?
What you say?
You remember,
whoa. Exactly. What did you say? No, not exactly. Professor.
I already picked this team because 20 minutes ago in the show, I said.
Yeah, he said Baltimore.
Mahomes wasn't even going to get past Baltimore this week. I said it.
Okay, I got you. Okay, we'll say it again. Okay, damn, I ain't remember. All right, so two for Baltimore. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and be the. I'm going with Kansas City. I'm going with Patrick Mahomes. Falcons, Colts. Hey, man. Hey, that's all right. I'll stand by myself. Falcons, Colts. Professor, who's with it?
Shit. The Colts? I'm taking Indianapolis. Give a damn if you like it or not. I don't remember asking you for your opinion. I said Indianapolis.
Exactly. Who you going with, man? Colts or Falcons?
Okay. What's the team?
Colts, Falcons.
Give me Atlanta.
Go with ATL, shall we? I am going with Atlanta as well. Next game, gentlemen, Denver Broncos.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I know you don't. Denver Broncos, Green Bay Packers. I am going to go with Green Bay. Executive, who you going with? Broncos, Packers.
Packers.
Going with the Cheeseheads. Professor, who you going with? Broncos, Packers.
Denver.
Damn, the conviction. You said Denver. Okay. Going with Denver. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, this pretty much should be a landslide, but I don't want to go ahead and talk to nobody like that. But Dolphins and Cowboys, is it safe to say that we're going for Dallas or Philly? Gotcha. Okay. So that's what I figured. So I'm going to go ahead.
Who shot JR?
We're going to go ahead and go to the next game, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I'm picking my New York football.
Excuse me? Hello?
Yes.
How are you going to the next game and I didn't pick?
I just said, it's just safe to go across the board. I thought I heard you with Professor say Dallas. Is Dallas in Miami?
Yeah, I didn't hear my name called, so.
I said, is it safe? You know what? I said, is it safe for me to say for the both of you across the board, could I put Dallas down? And I thought I heard you as well as him say yes. That's why I went forward. Is
gotcha. You pick? Clearly, you were wrong.
Hell, my God. Okay, do you want to pick?
Miami.
You got to pick him now out of spite.
He's just being an ass, man. That's what he's doing.
He got to pick them bums out of spite. Oh, God, that shit is hilarious. He got to pick them.
You know what he's doing to that damn game. Exactly.
Doing damn well. No,
exactly.
You know damn well. Oh,
next
God.
Game,
oh God!
New York
shit.
Giants.
Hey, I needed that laugh.
I'm glad you all find the humor in this. But as I stated earlier in the show,
mm-hmm.
I can't
mm-hmm.
wait to get to these picks because I already had my picks.
He says you got some
I was
for that ass. You said that.
That's right. That's exactly what I said. So I was already picking Miami with Josh Rosen in his first start. So y'all kicked my ass. I was picking Dolphins the whole damn time.
Okay. All right,
yeah.
I got you. Giants and Buccaneers, Professor, who you going with?
It would be that the Giants would choose to start Daniel Jones. just before they play one of the most unimpressive teams. I'm going to take the Giants.
Going to go with NYG. So we're going to go NYG across the board. Yes, sir. That's three of them right there. Next game, ladies and gentlemen.
Once again, I did not hear my name.
Yeah, because in the beginning of the show, Keith said this week he was no longer an NFL fan.
You probably
thought to run and pick Tampa Bay.
You know what? Go ahead, Q.
So I would like my name to be called every damn game.
I hate your ass. I swear I do. Go ahead, Q. Do your pick. Giants are fucking names.
Tampa.
I knew it. Go with Tampa. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Panthers, Cardinals. Executive, who you picking?
Arizona.
Go with Arizona. Arizona. I am going to go with Carolina. Executive. I mean, Professor. Panthers, Cardinals.
I'm also going with Carolina.
Go with Carolina. Good old Carolina.
I got some picks for that ass. Y'all, next week on the show, you're going to be like, and last week was 13-3 executive to 8-8, me and Professor. Go ahead.
I hear you. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Steelers 49ers. I'm going with the 49ers. Professor X Factor, you go with Steelers or 49ers?
Right, Peroni, the San Francisco tree.
Go with 49ers. Executive, who you picking, man? Steelers, 49ers.
Just out of curiosity, who are you picking, Coach?
I'm picking the 49ers.
Got you. Yes, I'm definitely going with that steel curtain.
All right. Saints,
shout out to Mason Rudolph, who I rode with since he was drafted, and y'all remember that? And if you don't, you can go back to the archive show. I can't wait for his ass to replace Ben. I cannot fucking wait. I pray Jesus and Jesus alone. He's all I need.
Yeah, you were waiting for him to replace Ben when they still had Antonio.
That's correct.
Now they got Juju who can't beat a double team. Good luck, Mason. I'm going to pray your strength in the Lord.
That's right.
In the Lord. Next game, gentlemen, Saints. Seahawks. I am going with the Seattle Seahawks. Executive, who you going with? Saints, Seahawks.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Going with Seattle. Professor, who you going with? Saints, Seahawks.
I'm going with Seattle.
You go with who? Wait a minute. Okay, hey.
Seattle.
You going
with? Seattle.
Oh, Seattle. next game, ladies and gentlemen, Houston Texans, San Diego Chargers. I am going with the Houston Texans. Professor, who you going with? Texans, Chargers.
I'm going to take the Houston Texans in honor of the country fans that called in a couple of seasons ago after we had visited the Giants training camp.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
So, honor of them, I'm going to take the Houston Texans.
Nah. Executive, who you picking? Texans, Chargers?
Houston.
Going with Houston. Next game, ladies and gentlemen. God, this one, I think, Max, would be a good one. L.A. Rams versus the Cleveland Browns. You know what? I am going to go at home. I am going with the Cleveland Browns. I'm going Cleveland. Executive, who you going with? Rams, Browns.
Los Angeles.
Go with L.A. Go with the L.A. Rams. Professor, who you going with? Rams, Browns.
Surprisingly, I'm going with Cleveland.
Now you go with Cleveland. Got you.
That front seven of that defense. Them motherfuckers cold, man.
I'm special. next game, Monday night game. Chicago Bears versus the Washington Redskins. I'm going Chi-Town. Executive, who you going with, man? Bears, Redskins.
Where's it at?
In FedEx Field.
Chicago.
Going with Chi-Town. Professor, who you going with, man? Bad question.
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack. Got you. Ladies and gentlemen, those are our week three predictions. Week three of the Masters Football League. And, yeah, we're going to go ahead and make this do what it did. I just want to thank, and I know it's 7:55, and I know we got 5 minutes left in the show, but at the end of the
10 minutes.
No. But that's not going to happen tonight because my wife and I got reservations and we need to go now. So this is what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, because Coach got to go out and do the anniversary thing. So we're going to come back on Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank my family, as always, Professor X Factor, my man, Executive Chef Keith Drakeford, and this is your man, Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, Silver Liner. That's what the professor always called me. I always find the Silver Liner thing.
Oh, Silver Liner, having a hell. Ain't no Silver Liner.
Whatever. And remember, it's never goodbye. It's always see you later. Be out of here. Peace.
Hope you choke on the damn bone.